Welcome to the Unstoppable Women podcast today. I want to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas. We know this season is a wonderful time for getting together with our families, but most importantly, we're celebrating the birth of Christ, which is the reason for the season. As we know, this is a very busy time of year. So this episode is going to be shorter because we know you're celebrating with your family. There is Christmas plays and church dinners and office parties and shopping for gifts. Speaking of gifts, what'd you get me for Christmas, Mom?
Well, I can't divulge that yet. But as you know, I always begin my shopping early.
You do. Christmas is a very big deal in our house.
Amazon is our friend. And they're visiting our house a lot. And we're now to the point in our family where don't look at the present. Don't open the package yet, because we're now online shoppers. We've went from getting in the car, shopping all day until we drop, to now going online and giving Amazon all our business.
We're definitely not Black Friday people.
No, we're not. No, I hate getting up early like that. A lot of people love it.
That's true. It's a big deal in most families.
Yeah. Our family just hasn't adopted that tradition, but we do like to buy for one another.
Yeah, Christmas in the Griffin household is very important. It's very fun,
yes.
Filled with a lot of good laughs, good memories.
We do stockings.
Yes, we love to fill our stockings.
We haven't hung them yet, but we've got them in front of the mantle.
They're about to go up.
Right, about to go up. Have you bought me anything for my stocking yet?
I haven't, but I do have your Christmas shopping done. I do have the shopping done, but... most importantly, we celebrate Christ in our household.
We do. We do. Even with our decorations in the yard.
Yes.
You know, we do have joy to the world. We have that. We have hope. And we like our neighbors to see. We have the manger scene.
Mm-hmm.
We like our neighbors to see that we worship our Savior, and this is His birth. And we want that to be displayed even in our decorations. And you know what's interesting is even in our neighborhood, it's been so refreshing to see they have the manger scene.
Yes.
Yeah, they also have, you know, we've seen another house that has the hope sign in their yard. So I like that Christ is being brought in to the celebration of the season, even in our house decorations.
Yes. So many forget that He is the reason for our season. You know, they want to take Christ out of Christmas, replace
right.
You know, Christ with the Xmas, you know,
yes.
But it's so important to remember when we're celebrating and there's so much joy going around, Christ is our ultimate joy,
yeah.
The ultimate gift.
Behold, the Messiah has come.
Amen.
Yes. So we enjoy it at our house, and we celebrate it on Christmas Eve.
We do. Our tradition.
Yeah. That's our tradition. We do the family thing at our house at noon.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of the family members to come in. And usually it's that morning or as soon as we get some quiet time for just the three of us,
mm-hmm.
yourself, me and my husband and your dad, we get together and do our little private Christmas time together. And it's usually when you want to open the presents.
I'm usually pushing very early in the morning.
Yeah, usually. Can we open our presents now?
Usually a few days before.
Yeah. And then we're normally like, well, let's at least get dressed for the sake of our pictures. When we look back at the pictures, we look at least presentable a little bit.
We do love our matching Christmas pajamas, though.
Yeah, we do. We've already got those.
We do.
And, of course, you know that we start very early in our family as far as doing our decorating and doing our planning and our get-togethers. We even start celebrating with some of our family on Thanksgiving weekend because
mm-hmm.
we know they won't be back in town for the Christmas day itself or Christmas Eve.
Yeah, my aunts, your sisters.
Right.
We all get together.
Mm-hmm. And so we start early and enjoy ourselves thoroughly through the whole month of December, I think.
And, you know, I think of one of the most special parts of Christmas for me and for you and so many is our Christmas program at church. It's always so beautiful,
mm-hmm.
And it's moving and so touching to
yes.
behold, as I'm sure it is for so many of our listeners.
Right, right. And we like in our home, the past, we always seem to have some guests that come into our home, usually during the Christmas season, and we welcome them into our home. Our home is open to anyone who would be like to join our family and celebrate with us, and we like to read the Christmas story.
Yes.
We like to have that quiet time where we open the Bible and read the Christmas story to remember again that the real reason of the season was the birth of our Savior.
Yes. You know, another thing that's really important to our family is giving. It's the season of giving, and it's we always try and find people that we can do for. Do you remember the instance with your friend Lana, and you sent her a Christmas arrangement every year? Do you want to just tell that story?
I had a friend. We started out as coworkers, and then we developed a friendship along the way. And she ended up going, unfortunately, through some situations in life where she was alone. And so I would send her a Christmas arrangement every Christmas. And one year she told me, she said, "Your gift was the only present I received for Christmas." And so I started making that her tradition. Mm-hmm. She recently got sick about a year ago. And so I went to her house, and on her piano was the arrangement that I had sent her last year.
Mm-hmm.
On her refrigerator was the card from the previous year of the arrangement that I had sent her.
Yeah.
To where that small little gift of giving to someone that at the time I didn't realize she wasn't receiving any gifts from anybody.
Right.
Had a great impact on her life. And it touched me.
Yes.
To see how much it meant to her. Because, again, I didn't realize how needy or how what her need was.
Right.
At that time. But that's how little small tokens of giving can touch a life and mean more to them than what we could even imagine.
Right. And in this season, there are so many, like Lana, who are going through that time of loneliness, and they feel like, you know,
yes,
they don't have anyone.
Right.
And, you
right
know, knowing her,
she had no one.
She truly had no one.
And as we know, our giving to her was something that left a mark on our life.
Yes.
Because the scripture does say, you know, that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And little did we know that would be just a short time later that Lana would no longer be here.
Yeah.
To celebrate any holidays, including Christmas. But God knew that.
Yes.
And I'm glad he sent us her way and sent her our way.
Yeah, he knew how to send her that little bit of joy that he needed. And he used you to go out of your way to do that for Lana. And that's something she kept so dear to her heart, you know, down to her last few months. That was on her piano when we walked into her house, and on her refrigerator where you had wrote her that little note. You know, that's what makes, you know, the season so special, is when we do what the Bible tells us to do and give unto others and show that Christ-like love. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe Jesus is pleased with us when we celebrate his birth in that way.
He was the greatest gift that was sent to this earth. And so that tradition of giving back to others as a vessel that Christ can use,
mm-hmm,
for his love to shine to others during the season, because we know this is a season where a lot of people don't have the money to, mm-hmm, buy for their families or to give to anyone else.
Right.
They're barely meeting their bills. So it can be even more, you know, tragic for them that they can't do for their children or for their wives or parents or whoever. And sometimes just to be that vessel through which God can use us to make someone's Christmas a little brighter, to remember them, because we know Christ is remembering them.
Yes.
So look around. See,
yeah,
who can I give a gift to this year that will really make a difference. I know one time there was a family that was going through a hard time. In essence, it was a single mother, you might say, raising her family. And she was a God-fearing woman, though. And she didn't have the money. But the Lord brought her exactly what she needed. And she was able to provide for her family a little small token that she said made this the best Christmas she had ever had. So let us make this season the best Christmas for others.
Yes.
By remembering them.
And I think that's what we want our listeners to take away from this is that, you know, be on the lookout for who you can do for this season. Who would Christ have you pay a little bit of extra love to? Mm-hmm. We want to wish all of our listeners at home a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, through all your wonderful celebrating with your family, that Christ truly is the reason for the season. Join us next year as we continue the Unstoppable Women podcast.